your family to us, and so we're glad to have you, and now we get to enjoy the rest of the race. So thank you so much for allowing me to come in and chat for a little bit.
Mike Tatoyan, a happy man. He's president and general manager of a full Dover Motor Speedway here on a beautiful weather day.
Alex Bowman has just moved his way past Tyler Reddick. He is now fourth. Again, Corey LaJoie remains the leader. He has not pitted. Again, he pitted on lap 124. Kyle Larson at lap 183, tracking him down just 2.7 seconds away. And Pat Patterson, it won't be long. LaJoie is just going to have to give it up.
Yeah, he is. And that race behind him, which will become the race, is tightening up quite a bit. Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick going at it each other right now down here in turn three. Hamlin's going to get position off of turn number four. Kyle Busch not far away, as you just mentioned. Alex Bowman trying to close in on Martin Truex Jr. He's about 10 car lengths behind what will be the eventual leader, Kyle Larson. That group now races underneath the pedestrian bridge, down the backstretch. They can easily see LaJoie now, and we'll see how quickly poor LaJoie will give up the lead.
We really will have, after LaJoie gives up the top spot, six cars right there to fight for the lead and trying to join that fight. Chase Elliott is rushing up in a hurry as well.
Yeah, Chase Elliott's just now entering into turn number one up in front of him. Tyler Reddick, Denny Hamlin locked in a good battle between the two of them. Once again, here comes the leader, Corey LaJoie. But now Kyle Larson is going to make that move off of turn four and will probably go back to the point.
All glory is fleeting, and that's what Corey LaJoie is about to find out. As Kyle Larson has caught him, dives to the inside in turn one, makes the passes to head to turn two. Kyle Larson is the new race leader here in the Worth 400.
Yeah, down the backstretch, he comes into number five car. Has had a great car all day long. Now LaJoie will give way and give some running room to the guys that are trying to chase the leader. Martin Truex Jr. trying to work his way around the Gamebridge number seven at the start finish.
Corey LaJoie, though, led 33 laps. I believe that's the most laps he's ever led in a Winston Cup, here I am, Cup Series race, kind of dating myself back a few years here at the Monster Mile. So LaJoie now letting those guys on fresher tires ease their way by. Kyle Larson has begun to stretch away from Truex. Then it's Bowman, Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick, and again, Chase Elliott. Pat Patterson has caught this group, and he's caught them in a hurry.
Yeah, Elliott earlier reported that he got into the wall a little bit, and he's not done that car any damage as far as the way it's racing right now. He is nose to tail, I should say, with Tyler Reddick in that number nine Napa car. He works his way to the top side of the racetrack, not able to do anything, but this is a tight group racing up here for the lead.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Back at Dover Motors Speedway, Doug Rice alongside Mark Garrow out in the turns today. It's Pat Patterson on pit road, Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan. We have only had two yellow flags today, one for a spin by Todd Gilliland, and the other one came out when Brad Keselowski got sideways in turn two. And that's been the action like that today, and Kyle Larson has been steadily and slowly and methodically battling his way up through here. It looks like we may have a battle for second place starting to shape up as Bowman slid around Martin Truex Jr.
Bowman's got a good car right now, guys. Don't sleep on that 48. He has got a good run off the corner the last three laps, and he has closed the gap on his teammate, the leader, Kyle Larson. Bottom of turns three and four, that's where Larson runs. Bowman trying to close that gap.
Alex Bowman, using the high, wide, and handsome line in three and four, has caught Larson as they work their way back to one.
Middle of turns one and two now. That's where they ride. A couple of Chevy teammates, Hendrick teammates, racing underneath the pedestrian bridge. The more they wait, the more Martin Truex can catch this group. Once again, Larson leads them into turn three and four, but Bowman closes it down again.
Alex Bowman making up ground here on the race leader as they flash across the start-finish line. It's only a car length from Kyle Larson back to Alex Bowman.
The only guy in that Hendrick stable that doesn't have a checkered flag is driving that 48. He's trying to wrestle the lead away from his teammate. Now Kyle Larson going to catch some lap traffic. Corey LaJoie just coming off the pit road. That puts Bowman in the catbird seat. Tries to run him down as Larson tries to work to the outside of John Hunter Nemechek.
Both cars slide up the racetrack. They move around John Hunter Nemechek. Right now, there is 24 laps to go here in stage two.
Down to the bottom of the racetrack. I think we had a car that contacted the wall over there in turns one and two. I couldn't see the number. They don't throw any kind of a caution.
Brad Keselowski.
Yeah, Keselowski, and he gets his car to the bottom of the racetrack, and NASCAR will keep the caution flag in their pocket. Good race now, as once again, Alex Bowman trying to move around John Hunter Nemechek. Nemechek not giving up that spot down in turns one and two as they work right behind Bowman is Martin Truex Jr. Then there's Denny Hamlin. Now here's the leader, Kyle Larson, midway down the backstretch, works his way down to the top side of the racetrack to work around Justin Haley.
The lap traffic really cost Bowman there. He had caught Kyle Larson for all intents and purposes, but then the lap traffic got in the way, and he's back to about 15 car lengths down. Top five look like this: Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Kyle Busch.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
I hate Steven Singer. Steven Singer Jewelers is the most hated jeweler in America by other jewelers because they have the world's best gift. Roses are the number one gift on Mother's Day, but a week later they're in the trash. So get mom a gift she'll cherish forever. A real rose dipped in pure 24 karat gold, guaranteed to last forever. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com to check out his newly released exclusive red wine rose for just $69. Free shipping, free personalized love note, and free lifetime guarantee. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcasts anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started. 19 laps away from the end of stage two, but still 169 laps to go in the Worth 400. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back here at Dover Motor Speedway, an issue that continues for Brad Keselowski. We are 235 laps in here at Dover. He first had a right front tire that went flat early on the race. The second time he came down pit road with a right front tire issue, that right front tire had about 17 different stripes across that right front tire. And just moments ago, Brad Keselowski was back down pit road after he blew another right front tire and got into the wall again. They definitely have a tire rub, and Brad has been told about the issue on the right front. He's trying to nurse it and stay off of the right front as much as possible, but something that will continue for Brad Keselowski, who's three laps down. Brett McMillan.
Ryan Blaney's having his worst run of the day. He's dropped outside the top five. Right now, he said he is battling a super tight condition. He can't wait to get to the end of this day.
Watching out on the racetrack right now. The front three cars are really close. Kyle Larson is leading by only about three car lengths over Alex Bowman. And the guy that's on the move right now is Denny Hamlin. He dives to the low side, tries to make a move on Bowman for the second place. Doesn't work that time. They'll take that fight down to turn one. It's Larson, Bowman, and Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin has got a great car and more of a long run car. At least that's the way it's worked for the most of the afternoon. Here's the leader, Kyle Larson, into the corner. And Alex Bowman about five car lengths off, and then there's Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex, and Chase Elliott is right there as well as they work off the corner.
Last three laps, Denny Hamlin has been the quickest car on the racetrack. That, of course, moves him to third, Truex to fourth. And Chase Elliott, Pat Patterson, he continues to move. He slipped by Kyle Busch two laps ago, and again, looks like he's heading to the front.
About six to seven car lengths off of Martin Truex Jr. That's where you'll find the nine of Chase Elliott. Into turn three, he runs. Once again, Martin Truex Jr. trying to not lose that top three group, but they're getting further and further away.
Last few laps, Truex has lost a little bit on the pace, Mark. He had Denny Hamlin get around him, and he's falling further and further back of that lead trio right now of Kyle Larson and Alex Bowman and, of course, Denny Hamlin. And Alex Bowman, Pat, making up some ground once again on the leader.
Yeah, Bowman has worked the lap traffic well. He's gotten within a bumper of his teammate, Kyle Larson. They work off and down the front straightaway now. Denny Hamlin right behind him. Truex is a good 20 car lengths back, trying to hold serve with this group. They race in turn one and two. Here's Larson off the second corner. Five car lengths back to Alex Bowman. Another six car lengths back to Denny Hamlin. Larson gets up on the wheel and drives it hard off turn four.
Larson middle groove, Bowman on the bottom. Up top, Denny Hamlin. Three distinct racing grooves now on this racetrack. It continues to widen. Should make the race better as we go on with now just eight laps to go in stage two.
And they're going to hit a lot of lap traffic in these eight laps. Larson down the backstretch is going to catch a backup to Corey LaJoie, who's got pressure tires at this point. Right behind him, though, that battle for second tightens up. Here comes Hamlin working on Bowman.
Pat, you're so right. There's about a dozen lap cars that I think they'll get to before the end of this stage. The battle for second is tight. Here's Hamlin diving underneath Alex Bowman, trying to make the move.
Bowman gets a good run off the hill off of two and can hold on to that position, but Hamlin says, no, no, no. I'm going to get next to you right here in corner number three. Bottom of the racetrack goes the 11 car. Can he make it work? Bowman again using the top side of the racetrack.
Hamlin tries to slide up and make the block. Can't do it. Bowman holds on from the outside as they go to war again in turn one.
Once again, the leader midway through turns one and two is going to catch some lap traffic as we just talked about. Alex Bowman is there just under the pedestrian bridge. Then there's Denny Hamlin. It's a long way back to Martin Truex Jr., but the first up on the hit list when they get to this all of this lap traffic is Corey Heim and another group of cars.
Five laps to go here in stage two. Larson extends his lead this lap by about eight car lengths over Bowman. The best battle is still that battle for second. Bowman has it. Denny Hamlin trying to take it away.
Yeah, if that stays tight as they work off the corner down the backstretch. Once again, it's Daniel Hemric that's up in front of Kyle Larson. Corey Heim is there, and they are just now getting within about seven or eight car lengths of the leader. Battle for second stays the same.
Heim and Hemric are 22nd, 23rd, the last cars on the lead lap, trying to hold on to that lead lap with now four laps to go in stage two.
Really cool to see cars racing and all over this Dover Monster Mile here today. Here's Larson. He's got to start picking his way through the slower traffic. He'll go to the bottom of the racetrack all four.
Now, Hemric and Heim don't want to give up this spot here to Kyle Larson. That keeps them on the lead lap. Larson now will go to the high side. He'll go around the already two-lap down car of Jimmy Johnson.
Not only is this helping Alex Bowman catch up, but it's also helping Martin Truex, who now gets to the bumper of his teammate, Denny Hamlin. So they've got a moving chicane in front of them. They're going to have to try to work their way through. Hemric is right now the guy that's holding up the train.
Larson trying to get by Hemric and the Corey Heim machine. He gets inside of Hemric with two to go in stage two.
And he's got to go if he wants to hold on to this stage as the slower traffic gives way off of turn number two. Now Larson's got a little bit of smooth sailing as he's got two lap cars in between he and Alex Bowman. Then there's Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr.
One lap to go here in this stage, and there's another fierce battle to be the first car one lap down going on right now with Daniel Hemric and Corey Heim as they are side by side. Larson leads them all back into two.
All impressed with Corey Heim and what he has done here today. Nice job in relief of Eric Jones. Here comes the leader. Once again, Kyle Larson underneath the bridge here in three. Bottom of the racetrack, he goes. Behind them is Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, and Martin Truex Jr.
Kyle Larson is going to win stage number two here at Dover. He flashes across the stripe. We'll get another stage victory here in 2024. Alex Bowman will finish second. Denny Hamlin third. Fourth, Martin Truex Jr. Chase Elliott fifth. Number six in stage two. Seventh was Kyle Busch. Tyler Reddick seventh. Eighth, Ryan Blaney. Ninth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And Bubba Wallace got 10th.
It was a great battle there for the transfer spot or the lucky dog position. And Daniel Hemric just edged out Corey Heim as they were going side by side there in the closing laps of stage two.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest thee forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I supposeth I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Back here at Dover Motor Speedway, we're working our third caution of the day. It is for the conclusion of Stage 2, won by Kyle Larson. From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Back here at Dover Motor Speedway, working just the third yellow flag of the day. We've only had three cautions for a total of 20 laps. The first one came out about midway through the first stage. Todd Gilliland spun along the front stretch. A little bit later on, with two laps to go in stage one, Brad Keselowski spun off turn two. Didn't hit anything, but that brought out the yellow, which led us into stage two. And now here we have got a break on lap 250 for our stage two break, and that has been it for the yellow flags today. We've had six different leaders and six lead changes so far. The dominant car has been Martin Truex Jr. Ryan Blaney also led 47 laps early on, William Byron 36, but as of late, Kyle Larson has sort of moved his way to the front, and he seems to be the player to be named later.
Absolutely, Doug. Stage win number six for Kyle Larson this season. The next closest drivers with two, Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Austin Cindric, and earlier today in stage number one, Martin Truex Jr. won his second stage of the season as well.
So we're watching this race unfold here. It looks like the green light is on at the entrance to pit road, and that signifies it's time for pit stops, and that means we'll go down now to Wendy Venturini.
Our leader, Kyle Larson, was speaking to his crew chief, Cliff Daniels. Cliff asked if he was too tight. Kyle Larson said, no, I was just managing my tires a lot. He also said, I can push when I need to push. That means there's more in the car for Kyle Larson. Four tires, air pressure adjustment. Also on pit road, Chase Elliott, he was tight in the front, but he allowed more wheel to drive the car. He felt like it was improving. Brad Gilley.
Alex Bowman just left his pit box. Four tires and Sunoco fuel. Said he felt a little bit of brake fade and said the top is a little bit hard for him right now as it's wearing on the tires. Denny Hamlin happy with his race car. He got four tires in Sunoco as well. Brett McKillen.
Martin Truex Jr. said the car just did not feel good going over the rubber. So he said went back on the changes they made before. 9.7 second stop for him. Four tire change and a full tank of Sunoco fuel.
Denny Hamlin up two spots. He will lead them off the pit lane. Kyle Larson falls back to second. Alex Bowman to third. Up two to fourth, Kyle Busch using that number one pit stall. Truex fifth off the pit lane. The rest of the top ten, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace, and Ty Gibbs.
So under this caution here, this is for the conclusion of stage two. And typically in these races, after you get out of the stage two break, that's when the action picks up because those laps really mean something. You're trying to get up there and get a great finishing position or possibly win this race. And, Mark, I feel like there's three or four cars very capable of winning today. One of them just took the lead. That's Denny Hamlin. He hasn't been a front player, but anytime he gets to the front, he is dangerous. Also, Ryan Blaney, I think, maybe on the outside, but Truex, Larson, for certain, are real threats to win this race today. And maybe the sleeper, and we'll see how this all plays out, could possibly be Chase Elliott.
I was just going to say that, Doug. He has been kind of sneaky quick coming up here at the end of these stages. I also think Alex Bowman, they're continuing to work to get that car dialed in. And, again, it looks like another strong day at Dover for Hendrick Motorsports. All four of their cars running top ten.
Let's go to our On the Top of the Box feature here, brought to you by WeatherGuard, the most driven name in all truck boxes, as we check in with Brett McMillan.
I'm here with James Small, crew chief for Martin Truex Jr. I know you guys got a little bit away from what you were good at the last run. What did you guys do to fix up that car for the final run here?
Yeah, we just burned the right front up a little there. Less than ideal track position when we came out after that stop, and, you know, the track was just naturally tighter, so... you know, I think the track will reset a little here, you know, being a yellow flag cycle. So, yeah, we'll just have to see. Made a couple of minor adjustments, but hopefully it's enough.
Would you rather have anybody else in that car than Martin Truex Jr. at the Dover Downs?
No, he's extra special here. So hopefully we can not screw it up till the end and come away with a victory.
Good luck. Hope you have another Miles the Monster trophy at your house.
Cheers. Thank you.
That's James Small, crew chief for Martin Truex Jr.
That's our WeatherGuard Top of the Box. Race fans know that there's no letting up, even when you're leading the field, and the front runner in truck boxes knows this too. So when it comes to durability, security, and innovation, the folks at WeatherGuard aren't taking their foot off the gas anytime soon. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Let's go back down to pit road and Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin is pitted right around the start-finish line here. And when you have a lightning-fast pit stop that gets you out of the box first and back on the racetrack in the lead, there's also some risk because as cars were still coming in, Denny Hamlin was exiting his pit box. He actually got some right-side damage on the car. They were a little bit worried that maybe it might have affected the steering, and he said the wheel is straight. They also feel like the right rear looks very well. Maybe some slight body damage, but nothing Chris Gabehart is worried about. So for Hamlin, the new race leader, a little bit of body damage with contact exiting his pit box.
Man, it was tight between those three cars, Hamlin, Bowman, and Kyle Larson.
Denny Hamlin's been flirting around the top five all day long, but this will be the first time he's actually led some laps here today at Dover Motor Speedway. Be curious to see what the number 11 turquoise-colored machine can do, carrying the Mavis Brake sponsorship today. Got some heady company up there, does Hamlin. His Toyota's got some fast Chevys right behind him. When they take off again, it'll be Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman back there, and also headed back toward the front. Now, Kyle Busch has rotated back up. He looked really racy at the start of this, and then we have not talked about him a lot, Mark.
He's hung in the top 10, has not shown anything to go back and take the top spot. Denny Hamlin, of course, looking for his third win this year after winning at Bristol and Richmond. We've got one to go before we go back racing, and that's going to leave 142 laps as we begin the third and final stage of the Worth 400. Denny Hamlin is your leader. He has chosen the outside of row one. Then it's Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace, Ty Gibbs, the top 10. They're in front of Pat Patterson.
Well, they're just working their way down the backstretch here with the lights off on the pace car. All of the other cars that took the wave around trying to get in line. So the pace car is kind of dragging its feet, as Doug said earlier. Right now coming around here in turns number 3 and 4. Great crowd today. They're just bathed in sunshine, and they are ready to see some more racing after we get after it for the final stage today. We're headed to the Geico restart zone. Everybody's on their feet.
Fun to watch them all stand as one as the cars come out of turn 4 side by side. Down on the inside will be Kyle Larson. To his outside, it's Denny Hamlin. Hamlin gets a big time jump here out of the Geico restart zone. He'll pull the field down into turn 1. It's going to be Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson in that order. Now Kyle Busch is in a battle with Alex Bowman for third.
Well, Denny Hamlin caught him sleeping because, man, he has shot to the front here and got a good 7 to 8 car lead as he works in the middle of 3 and 4. Then it's Larson, then it's Bowman, then it's Busch.
Truex in that fifth spot, bumper to bumper, banging on him from the back. Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs. They're a knot in turn 1.
Everybody trying to sort it out here. Changes to the car. Here goes Bowman trying to go to the outside to get a pick up that second position. Can't do anything with it. Kyle Larson now about 10 car lengths back of the leader midway through 3 and 4.
Hamlin's Toyota leads by 6 car lengths over the Chevys of Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, and Kyle Busch. And then it's Martin Truex Jr. hanging on to 5th. He's being pushed here by Ryan Blaney.
That's a good battle here. 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Bowman working hard to try to hang on to his teammate. Down the back stretch they go, separated by a car length. Then it's another 2 car lengths back to Kyle Busch, who's in this. Then that's where you find Martin Truex Jr. all 4.
Martin Truex Jr. trying to hold off Ryan Blaney. Chase Elliott behind them, Ty Gibbs. Then it's going to be Reddick. And now on the move a bit is Bubba Wallace in that Air Force Toyota.
Bubba Wallace has had a very respectable day here at the Monster Mile and continues to kind of hunt the front of the top 10 here, I should say, as he works his car down into the bottom of the racetrack, his teammate right in front of him.
Up front, pulling away right now, Denny Hamlin. Each lap, he's picking up about 3 car lengths as he is in the wind here, Pat Patterson. He's a good 20 car lengths up on second place Larson.
Well, I'll remind everybody on his podcast this week, he said, hey, we're going to go win. He called his shot. Let's see if he can do what he said he can do. Right now, he looks good up front. Battle for third. Kyle Busch going to work on Alex Bowman.
Last lap, Hamlin a half second faster than Larson. Battle for third. Kyle Busch goes after Alex Bowman as they slam down into the banking of turn 1, work their way through 2.
Kyle Busch is about a car length off as they cross under the pedestrian bridge exit turn 2 from Alex Bowman. Bowman holds on to that third spot. Up in front of him, Kyle Larson holds on to the second spot. Denny Hamlin is gone.
Yeah, he's checked out. He's almost got a full straightaway lead here at the Monster Mile. Maybe the best battle is that Bowman-Kyle Busch fight. That is for the third place.
Yeah, and that is the best battle on the racetrack right now. And once again, Bowman's losing a little ground to his teammate, and he's falling back to where he's going to have to deal with Kyle Busch. Into turn 3 they go. Busch is about halfway up the groove off of turn number 4.
Martin Truex Jr. trying to claw his way up to Kyle Busch to try to make it a 3-car fight for that third spot. Again, they are back into the banking of turn 1.
Bowman runs at the bottom of the racetrack. Kyle Busch to the outside there. That's the closest battle in this front bunch as they head into turn number 3. Kyle Busch lets his car drift out, shows the nose to Bowman off of turn number 4.
Now drops back down into the tire tracks of Alex Bowman as they continue to battle for third. Truex is back there in the fifth spot. 6th belongs right now to Ryan Blaney. He is the top running Ford. Chase Elliott is hanging on to 7th. But Mark Garrow, once they started this third stage, Denny Hamlin has found an extra gear. He has checked out. I feel like this is the biggest lead we've seen all day long at 2.5 seconds when they come back to the line.
Doug, everybody is on equal tires. Everybody has been able to make adjustments to their car, and Hamlin is driving away from Kyle Larson, who's led 35 laps, and Truex, who's led 69. Right now, Hamlin absolutely has a race car that's dialed in.
Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was just watching Martin Truex trying to work underneath. Brad Keselowski's kind of in the middle of this group of lead lap cars with his injured number six car kind of slowed up Martin Truex. He had a little bit of a pursuit going against Kyle Busch. We'll pick up the leader again off of turn number two underneath the pedestrian bridge. Drift back a little bit. That's where you find Kyle Larson, who has separated himself from Alex Bowman. Kyle Busch right behind in that fourth spot trying to close in on Alex Bowman.
This is the 34th race for Denny Hamlin at Dover Motors Speedway. He does have a Miles the Monster trophy. And, Mark, I've been kind of interested to find out that that's another trophy that these guys want to win, and they just simply call it, I want to get a Miles, and it's become iconic in the sport.
What do they call in drag racing when they get the...
A Wally.
A Wally.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. They don't have to say anything that goes, I got a Wally, or I want a Wally. This way, they want a Miles.
I like that. I think tracks have their own identity when they're able to do something like that. And, of course, when you come up here, you get to see the real life-size Miles the Monster out in the midway. Not as scary as the name sounds, by the way. But Denny Hamlin's scary in this field right now as he is pulled away by 3.1 seconds. Right now, he is pulling away from the second-place car by 0.2 of a second each lap.
Now, Hamlin won the first of two COVID races run back-to-back at Dover in 2020, also the runner-up in 2018. So, as Doug mentioned, he knows his way to victory lane, knows what it's like to get him a Miles. And now it's time for a leaderboard brought to you by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver the noise-reducing, OE-quality performance drivers demand. Available now at Napa. Hamlin the leader by 3.3 seconds over Kyle Larson, 3.8 over Alex Bowman, 4.5 over Kyle Busch. Martin Truex Jr. hanging in fifth, 5 seconds back. The rest of our top ten, Blaney at number six, Chase Elliott seventh, Ty Gibbs, 8th, 9th, Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace in 10th.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has camped out at the 11th spot throughout this race. Josh Berry's moved up a couple. He's 12th now. Christopher Bell, 13th. A.J. Allmendinger, 14th. Ross Chastain is 15th, 16th for Chris Buescher. Chase Briscoe, 17th. William Byron back in 18th. They had a horrible pit stop earlier in the race, and it's mired them in the back of the pack here. Noah Gregson is 19th. Joey Logano, 20th.
21st is Austin Cindric, Daniel Hemric 22nd, and 23rd, last car on the lead lap, Corey LaJoie. Minus one in 24th, Corey Heim, John Hunter Nemechek 25th, 26th, Daniel Suarez, Michael McDowell 27th, 28th, Carson Hocevar, he's the first car two laps down, Harrison Burton 29th, 30th, Justin Haley.
Zane Smith is minus two, also minus two, Austin Dillon minus three is Jimmy Johnson, Kaz Grala is minus five and 34th, 35th belongs to Brad Keselowski. He has a myriad of problems, he is minus nine laps down. Todd Gilliland, minus 16. The only car out of the race and in 37th is Ryan Preece.
We've got 125 laps to go here in the Worth 400 from Dover Motor Speedway. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With 122 laps to go in the Worth 400 at Dover Motor Speedway, Denny Hamlin continues to lead by 3.5 seconds over Kyle Larson. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Way back in the day when I used to watch wrestling on TV with my dad, one of the famous moves, I don't know who did it, maybe George Becker, Johnny Weaver, somebody like that, was the sleeper hold. I only mention that because I kind of feel like right now Denny Hamlin is trying to put a sleeper hold on the field.
He certainly has his foot on their neck at this point right now.
All right, we will divest ourselves from ancient wrestling talk and get a Sunoco fuel strategy update from Brad Gilley.
Well, thank you very much, Doug. I can tell you this, the one thing that Denny Hamlin is truly enjoying right now, his first taste of clean air here at the Monster Mile today. He was told, as far as Sunoco fuel strategy goes, that the longest run we've seen so far among the teams that are on a normal strategy. Remember, Corey LaJoie was kept out for about 100 laps. The longest run among the teams on a normal strategy has been 71 laps. When they went back to green here in the final stage of this race, that's about 140 laps. So if they split this stage, they can keep going with what they know. They can even do that and have enough Sunoco fuel in the tank when they make their final pit stop to run into a couple of overtime finishes if they need to. So while they can go about 100 laps, look for them to split the stage and go around 70.
All right, and that's not that far off as we have 115 laps left to go here. Denny Hamlin, either Kyle Larson's moved up a little bit or Hamlin's backed off just a touch. It's down to only a three-second advantage where he had pushed it up to 3.5.
It looks like he's been kind of taking it easy very carefully around some of the lap traffic. He will now have clear racetrack here for just a bit once he gets by, I believe it's Kaz Grala that he's working on now. If you didn't know what happened yesterday, Kaz Grala, a big-time wreck in turn number 4, hit it basically head-on and the back wheels came off the ground. Big contact. Good that Kaz was able to walk away from that wreck. And right now, Grala working 6 laps down in 34.
And he just got around Jimmy Johnson. That puts Jimmy minus 4 laps down. And Mark, you and I were talking yesterday, watching practice and qualify, kind of hoping, cheerleading a little bit, that maybe this could be a race where Jimmy Johnson could come in and be a little bit of a difference maker. I think it was unrealistic to think that he could win, but, you know, stay on the lead lap and be in contention. And it's been a rough ride here for Jimmy today.
Well, Doug, it's been a rough day for Legacy Motor Club. Corey Heim, who's a rookie, subbing for Eric Jones, is running 24th, 1 lap down. His teammate, John Hunter Nemechek, also 1 lap down in 25th. And then you have Johnson down in 32nd. So, again, you can't be a miracle worker if none of the other cars are running up front either.
And I think that adds to Corey Heim. Pat Patterson was talking about how impressed he is with what this young guy's been able to do. For the longest time, he stayed on the lead lap, and he's been running really respectable throughout the day. Right now, Heim being scored 1 lap down in 24th. Let's check in with O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Well, during this run right now, Kyle Busch is hanging in the fourth spot. But it hasn't been easy since they restarted. He says that the car is tighter on landing, but the rear end is looser. So he's hanging on. They know they got a green flag stop coming somewhere along the line. But until then, it's a challenge.
That is a tough combination. Tight in, loose off. That is a nightmare for drivers, especially on a track with these kind of speeds in the turns. Here's Hamlin down across the stripe again. And as we look at the scoring, we've got 109 laps to go. Still a three-second lead for the driver of the Mavis Tire Toyota.
Now let's go over to Wendy Venturini.
Michael McDowell is on pit road with a steering issue. He wasn't sure if it was a toe link or something in the steering. They changed tires, went back out there. He said it still did not feel right. It's wandering in the steering, so they are now under the hood, continuing to work under that right front area. But unfortunate circumstance for Michael McDowell. He also felt like he might have had some brake issues, and they didn't want him to take any chances out there without any brakes. So he did bring it down and they continue to work on the 34.
Michael McDowell now being scored 8 laps down as the leader. Denny Hamlin goes across the start-finish line. Kyle Larson's had to go through all that same lap traffic. And Mark, here once again, it kind of rubber band out. They cut it down to about 2.5 seconds. But then once Larson has to pick off all these lap cars, that distance equals back out to 3.2.
And again, I don't see Denny Hamlin in a big rush to do anything panicky out there. He's got clear racetrack for a lap or two. He's going to come up on Zane Smith, Harrison Burton here momentarily. Those cars already laps down. But watching Kyle Busch now putting some heat on Alex Bowman, this is a battle for third place.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while now. Once again, Kyle Busch having a good afternoon here and trying to get something done as those cars work down the backstretch. Bowman about a half a car length back. Excuse me, Kyle Busch about a half a length back off of Bowman off 4.
Kyle Busch likes to ride a little bit higher off of the exit of 4 than Bowman does. We'll call it a car length. This is the best fight on the track. It is for the third spot.
And we watch Kyle Busch now kind of using the mid portion of the racetrack down in 1 and 2. Bowman down at the very bottom of the racetrack. It's a good runoff. It's a long way back to Martin Truex Jr., who's right behind these cars. Now Alex Bowman's going to have to work underneath the 84 of Jimmy Johnson to try to hold on to that spot. He'll go into the tire tracks of Johnson.
Last lap, Truex was the second fastest on the racetrack, so he's picking up ground, trying to reel in Bowman and Kyle Busch. Busch now drives hard to the inside of Bowman in turn 2.
Yeah, Bowman made a bad decision there with Jimmy Johnson, the lap car, a minute ago. That gave Kyle Busch an open door. He took it. He's got the position and now races hard off 4.
Now Bowman has to get around Jimmy Johnson. That holds him up a little bit, but Alex is going to come back and try to get back around Kyle Busch. He dives to the inside, side by side. They sail off into turn 1.
Kyle Busch goes high in turns 1 and 2. Bowman stays low. They come off of turn 2 nose to tail. Here's Kyle Busch down the backstretch here into turn number 3. Bottom of the racetrack he goes, and Bowman fades back a bit.
Martin Truex Jr., though, made up some ground on Bowman. Exit of turn 4, he was on the bottom. Bowman slipped sliding along on the outside. Truex trying to move up 1 in turn 1.
Truex using the bottom of the racetrack in 1 and 2. Now gets the position on Bowman. And you might wonder a little bit if Bowman's car is just really going away on him. But Truex has to battle hard down here in 3 and 4 to try to wrestle that position away. Still hadn't got it done.
Now he's going to slide up and take that spot away from Alex Bowman. Once again, Bowman tries the crossover. He'll come back to the low side of Truex. And Pat, that seems to be the pattern right now with Bowman giving up these spots.
Yeah, and he once again, he's holding fast with Truex. He'll now have to slide back behind him. Truex has got that position. He'll go up and try to capture some of that ground he gave away to Kyle Busch.
We've got 300 laps down. 100 to go here at Dover Motor Speedway. Denny Hamlin continues to lead Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., and Alex Bowman.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Fast. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
As Denny Hamlin hits the line, now 50 laps led for the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota driver today, and of course, and counting. 97 laps to go. He leads Kyle Larson by 1.9 seconds, Kyle Busch by 4.5. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Dover Motors Speedway here for the Worth 400. I don't want to create artificial drama. Not that I'm opposed to doing that on occasion.
Well, let's go back to wrestling reference. Anybody got a secret object hidden in their trunks?
Which you never saw, by the way.
Yeah.
They just alluded
but
to that.
But it was devastating.
Yeah. It did change a lot of matches. Out on the racetrack right now, Denny Hamlin, we talked a little bit earlier. He might have put the sleeper hold. I think the other people are waking up right now. Kyle Larson has caught, not caught him, but he is catching up, Mark. It was 3.5 seconds. It's down to 1.8. I think a lot of this has to be attributed to, though, that Hamlin's had to really work to get around a lot of lap traffic.
And, Doug, when he got clear, Hamlin was the fastest the two laps ago, second fast that last lap. So Denny Hamlin, still a lot there in reserve. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin just hopped on the radio to give a balance update to his crew chief, Chris Gabehart. Very simple. Just a little bit free. That's what he's feeling right now. His teammate Ty Gibbs has been methodically working his way up into the top 10. Gibbs is running eighth right now. Says his car is stuck late exit. He's been getting a lot of help from spotter Tony Hirschman about how he should drive around this racetrack, and it's been making a difference. And for Alex Bowman, when Blake Harris asked about his balance, he said, well, a little bit of everything. I can snap it. It can be free. I can struggle when I'm moving up. I'm just struggling with a little bit of everything right now. Mostly that's free.
I got to say this. I feel like this may have been Alex Bowman's best race of the year, Mark. He's looked really racy. He's gone up there. He's fought for the lead. This has been a good effort for the kind of forgotten Hendrick Motorsports car.
Doug, it's just a great racetrack, you know, for Hendrick Motorsports, and Alex Bowman has taken to it. Looks like he's got at least a top five maybe coming his way today, although we still have a long way to go, 88 laps to go the next time that Denny Hamlin comes by the start finish line. Hamlin now way up the racetrack. Kyle Larson digging hard on the bottom as they exit turn number four. Looks like he's making up more ground. The gap now just 1.2 seconds.
Oh, let me tell you what. Kyle Larson doesn't need much. If he got caught sleeping on that restart a little while ago, he would love to catch up right now, and that's exactly what he's trying to do on Hamlin. Here's Hamlin in the middle of the corner. Larson just now getting in to three and four, and he's trying to chase down 11.
And Denny Hamlin's got a bevy of lap traffic, and these are some cars that don't want to go a lap down. Daniel Hemric is right in front of him. He'll put up a fight when Hamlin gets to him, and then that's going to allow Larson to make up a little bit more ground, Pat.
Yeah, let's watch this now as Hamlin's going to approach two lap cars into turn three. They're going to stay right at the bottom of the racetrack. That's going to give Larson a chance to close it down just a little bit. Daniel Hemric is right up and ahead with John Hunter Nemechek.
So here is Hemric across the stripe trying to hold on to the lead lap. Going to the top side of the racetrack. A little bit of a wiggle right there from Denny Hamlin.
And Denny Hamlin once again closes down on these two lap cars. Larson is a good 20 cars back right now, but doing everything he can to catch up to the leader. Now Larson gets a free shot. He can see the bumper of Hamlin as they work off turn four. Hamlin's caught in traffic.
And Daniel Hemric is the last car on the lead lap. John Hunter Nemechek is a lap down. They are running side by side, and no matter, even if he wants to get around him, there's no place for Denny Hamlin to go, and this is allowing Larson to reel him in.
Now Hamlin makes a move. He'll get around the 31 car of Hemric. Bottom of the racetrack is where he'll ride. John Hunter Nemechek still in front of him off of turn four.
Daniel Hemric lost a little bit of traction coming out of turn two with that wiggle. Hamlin makes him pay, puts him a lap down. Hamlin now will try to put John Hunter Nemechek down two laps in turn number two.
Kyle Larson has really closed this distance down. The backstretch, here comes the leader, Hamlin. It's about four car lengths back to the lap car, and then you've got Kyle Larson about eight car lengths back now, really closing in.
Denny Hamlin working down to the bottom of the racetrack, but John Hunter Nemechek not going to make it easy for Hamlin to get around him, and this is playing right into the hands of Kyle Larson, who is only about eight car lengths back off the leader.
You got to wonder when the pit stops are coming, perhaps, for these two cars. Here's Hamlin, bottom of the racetrack. He goes in early. He's going to get on the brakes, and he is going to head to pit road. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
Martin Truex Jr. is going to start this pit cycle as he comes down pit road. He feels better about the car than he did that previous run. He comes to a stop at his pit stall. Go around to the right side. Everything going smooth so far. They do give him a slight edge adjustment. Around to the left side. Smooth stop so far, Wendy Vicarini.
How do I know this was last second? It's because Cliff Daniels ran down the pit box to grab that front tire, as he always does. It was a last-minute call to go ahead and come down for these green flag pit stops. Kyle Larson with four tires, also on the road. Tyler Reddick was too tight this run, and he didn't love the top lane. They made some adjustments for him. Brad Gilley.
Denny Hamlin came in. He got four tires in Sunoco. No visible chassis adjustments. Alex Bowman came in for what could be his last pit service as well. Ty Gibbs is on pit road. Also, here comes Ross Chastain for four tires in Sunoco. Brett McMillan.
Ryan Blaney came in. He said he couldn't turn the car. They gave him an air pressure adjustment. 10.4 second stop. Kyle Busch also in. He said he could tight on landing, loose on exit. They're giving a four tire change and also an air pressure adjustment. Wendy Vicarini.
Chase Elliott said he needs more help turning. He's been running in the top 10 all day, but still needs that one last adjustment as we go into our last run on these set of tires, more than likely four tires. And an air pressure adjustment for Chase Elliott. Brad Gilley.
Bubba Wallace says his car's been a bit free. He's getting a four-tire change. Sunoco Fuel. Quick air pressure adjustment for him. William Byron came in.
Trouble. We got a car turned around on the backstretch. I cannot see the number. Got a car turned around right at the crossover gate on the backstretch. Caution is out here at the racetrack as we've got a car that contacted the wall down here in the middle of the backstretch. It's Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
So Ricky Stenhouse Jr. brings out the fourth yellow of the day in and amongst green flag pit stops, and that is going to really jumble the field, because frozen in time as the race leader now is going to be Daniel Hemric, who just went a lap down a moment ago to the race leader at that time, Denny Hamlin, and it's going to really jumble this running order dramatically here, so we'll have to wait a couple of cycles here to know what the scoring is going to read like.
Thankfully, Doug, for guys like Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, most of everybody had made a green flag pit stop before Ricky Stenhouse Jr. brought out our fourth yellow flag in the Worth 400.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shins that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Napa!
Again, back at Dover Motor Speedway, yellow flag flying for only the fourth time today. We've run only 28 laps under caution. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground. moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Sounds like Ryan Blaney is going to be the lucky dog here, so he'll get to pass the caution car and get back on the lead lap. Pit road is open and very few takers this time around because most of the teams made their pit stops under the green.
But a couple of heavy hitters, Kyle Busch, Alex Bowman, who have been running top five most of the afternoon. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Well, Alex Bowman's going to get a four-tire stop. No real rush on this one. They topped him off with Sunoco Fuel, and a great opportunity for them to come in and get some more tires, Brett McMillan.
And Kyle Busch also has come back in. He's getting another four-tire change, and they're topping him off with Sunoco Fuel as well. And we're waiting to see. Ryan Blaney could be coming back in as well.
All right, we'll see how all of this plays out here. Crucial pit stops here and big-time caution, Mark. This is going to directly affect the ending of this race with only 76 laps to go today, and it doesn't feel like a race that's going to have a lot of cautions when we get down to the end.
Kyle Busch, Doug, did not get a stop in under that green flag cycle, so he's going to be in pretty good shape after that now with four fresh tires and enough fuel. So he's last pitted on lap 24, and then 324 rather, and then guys like Larson and Hamlin and Truex 317 to 318.
And we're watching now as the field comes by under the caution flag, and we'll be able to reset NASCAR scoring after they have a chance to adjust. Usually it takes a couple of laps here for scoring to kind of separate out, especially when you get a caution flag while you're in the middle of green flag pit stops.
No doubt about that, and is already shuffling. You see things going up and down on our scoring as these cars come off the track and onto the pit road. So glad you could join us. Mark Garrow with Doug Rice. Pat Patterson is our turn announcer today, and our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan. And PRN is next on the air. We're off the air for a while. We're going to come back Saturday, May 25th for the BetMGM 300 at 12:30 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's on Saturday. And then also on Saturday, we've got Cup Series practice and qualifying for the one, the only Coca-Cola 600. Airtime on Sunday for that race is going to be 5 o'clock Eastern.
And by the way, the week before that, if you're interested, you can head up to North Wilkesboro Speedway and catch all the All-Star racing action. There'll be 5 days of racing at North Wilkesboro, of course, culminating with the NASCAR All-Star Race and the Open on that Sunday. And if you want to get tickets for North Wilkesboro, you can do so pretty easily. Just go to NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. They have single-day tickets on order now for you. So let's go ahead and reset the field here. There's a lot of wave around cars that'll get back on the lead lap here in a moment. Kyle Larson got off the pit road under those green flag pit stops. That's going to give him the lead here under this yellow. Denny Hamlin is second. Martin Truex Jr. is third. Chase Elliott fourth. Fifth right now, because he did not pit, is Daniel Hemric. Kyle Busch is seventh. Eighth to Alex Bowman. Ryan Blaney ninth, and Ty Gibbs being scored 10th.
Bubba Wallace 11th, Tyler Reddick 12th, 13th is Josh Berry, Ross Chastain 14th, 15th A.J. Allmendinger with Christopher Bell 16th, 17th Chris Buescher, William Byron 18th, 19th Joey Logano, Austin Cindric in 20th.
21st to Chase Briscoe, 22nd is Daniel Suarez, Corey LaJoy is 23rd, 24th John Hunter Nemechek, he's down a lap. Carson Hocevar minus 2 in 25th. 26th is Justin Haley. Corey Heim, 27th. 28th, Zane Smith. Harrison Burton rides 29th, minus 2. Minus 3 is Austin Dillon.
Minus 4, Jimmy Johnson in 31st. Then it's Kaz Grala, 32nd. 33rd and out of the race now, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He should fall down to about the 35th position when this is all said and done. 34th, Brad Keselowski. Tough afternoon for him. Todd Gilliland as well, 35th. Michael McDowell is out of the race, being scored in 36th. Ryan Preece was the first driver out today. Smoke coming from his cockpit. They could not fix it. And Priest will finish last again in 37th. And that leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Just four cautions today for only 32 laps. We've had 11 lead changes and 9 different leaders. Martin Truex has led 69 laps, followed by Denny Hamlin, who has also led 64. Let's check in with Brett McMillan.
All right, the reason Kyle Busch came back down pit road under this caution is that they did not get the car full of fuel during the green flag stop. So this was an opportunity for them to come back in. While they were here, they would have headed through a second set of four tires on.
So that doesn't really hurt him. He's seventh in line, full tank of gas, 4 fresh tires, a little bit fresher than the guys up front. They're in front of Pat Patterson.
Yes, they are. Kyle Larson will be the control car. Now the pace car goes to the pit road. Last restart, everybody remember what happened? Well, let's see if anybody gets caught sleeping this time.
Last restart, Denny Hamlin got the jump on the field and sprinted away for a while. This time, the green flag is in the air. 72 laps to go. Larson has a little bit of an advantage on the outside. Hamlin makes up the ground right side by side with each other all the way through turns 1 and 2. Hamlin down low, Larson on the top.
Denny Hamlin's got the advantage. He's got the lead. Halfway down the backstretch, Larson tries to... Oh, we got cars spinning in the backstretch. Caution out again. Cars that crash down the backstretch here. There's at least 5 cars. They got wound up. Bubba Wallace and Byron is in this as well. Christopher Bell is in this wreck. A big one down the backstretch here at Dover.
William Byron can't possibly see. The hood is flipped up in front of the windshield. We're also seeing heavy front end damage from Christopher Bell. And Bubba Wallace, the shark teeth have been punched in on the front of that race car.
Yeah, a lot of damage on that Liberty University car for William Byron, who was a big factor early in this race. And that car is probably headed to the garage areas. Some of these damaged machines now come back around to the front stretch, down to Brad Gilley.
Yeah, Rudy Fugel just told William Byron, just take that car straight to the garage. Don't even bother with the pit box. For Bubba Wallace, he slides his car to pit road. The left front definitely damaged.